You're listening to SBS News.
The government believes it's taken a step to ending the battle over climate policy. But opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Nine News the government is failing to take into account the impact of its policies on average Australians.
I'm really worried about families at the moment. I don't want power prices to go up, but I fear that under what the Labor Party and the Greens have put together here, we are going to see massive spikes in people's electricity prices and their gas prices at a time when they can't afford it. We're all for renewable energy and for a responsible response to the environmental concerns that we all have, but we've got to do it in a way that doesn't turn off the lights. And we're seeing in Germany and elsewhere at the moment where there's a rationing of power. If that happens here, you'll see manufacturing close up, jobs exported offshore, and the emissions still going into the atmosphere.
The government's climate bill passed the lower house on Thursday and will be sent to the Senate, where it's expected to pass with support from the Greens. It enshrines in legislation a 43% emissions reduction target based on 2005 levels by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. The Climate Change Authority is to monitor progress, and the Climate Change Minister must give a yearly update, with some government agencies required to consider the targets when approving major projects. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the policy changes will end years of uncertainty in Australia.
So, I mean, this is 20 years of climate wars we've had, 10 years of delay, dysfunction, that this Parliament is taking big steps to end. I mean, there's a reason why the Business Council, the Australian Industry Group, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry all called for the legislation to be passed, because they know it provides a certainty for investment. So it's not symbolic. It's meaningful. Yes, there's more to do. What's next? The day after the passage through the House of Representatives, we're here doing this. Much more to do as well.
Mr. Bowen also ended a significant week with a push to bring offshore wind power to Australia. Commonplace in some foreign countries, now six regions have been set aside in Australia, beginning with the Bass Strait near Gippsland, Victoria. Mr. Bowen says offshore wind zones will help create more jobs.
This is good news for these communities. A lot of jobs will be created. And these are areas undergoing economic change as our energy system transforms. Just looking at those areas, whether it be the Hunter Valley or the Illawarra or the area off Portland, for example, these are areas that are undergoing very significant jobs changes and economic change.
The government says investments like these will be given greater certainty when the climate bill passes both houses. With a vote in the Senate looming, the government did make concessions to the crossbench, supporting several amendments, strengthening some wording and making the target a minimum, not an upper limit. Alison Reeve, the Climate Change and Energy Deputy Program Director at the Grattan Institute, says the amendments called for are not unreasonable.
None of those were really large amendments, and I don't think they were unexpected. Most of those amendments make the bill stronger and I think particularly more transparent as well. They place more emphasis on the minister having to demonstrate certain progress over time, and also things that he has to take account of, for example, taking account of impacts on rural and regional Australia when thinking about policy mixes.
An amendment from the Greens to ban new coal and gas projects was rejected. They'll still support the bill, but are hoping to apply changes in the Senate looking to strengthen the safeguard mechanism to force down emissions, where Labor has flagged it's open to talks. Richard Merzian is the Director of Climate and Energy Program at the Australia Institute.
The safeguard mechanism was supposed to put a cap on the most high-polluting industries. That cap was set really high, so there was a lot of legroom in that. You could drive a coal train through that.
The Greens also want a climate trigger introduced into the legislation. That would mean the Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, has to consider how every project she approves impacts climate change. Ms. Reeve explains how a climate trigger would work.
That's what a trigger is. The question, though, would then be, just giving her the power to do that assessment doesn't necessarily mean that she will stop those projects. she will have certain things that she needs to take into account and balance in making the decision on whether that project is allowed to go ahead or not.
Ms Plibersek did confirm she will block a proposed coal mine operated by Clive Palmer just 10 kilometres from the Great Barrier Reef. The bill now faces the scrutiny of a Senate who will determine the fate of Labor's climate ambitions. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.